Hi, I'm Ken Hawkins, senior editor of thedigital.com. We are trying to breathe some new life back into the DigiCast, which has been on a several-month hiatus. It's being reincarnated as a series of local profiles that we hope to bring to you weekly of just local people. And for this first one, we are going to chat with Amber Sloan of Culture Clash, which is putting on their fifth arts and culture sort of cross-culture mixer this weekend, November 6th and 7th. So, you know, if you would like to be part of it, drop us an email, contact@thedigital.com. We're chatting with Amber Sloan. She is one of the people behind Culture Clash, one of the, I guess, orchestrators, or how do you describe yourselves? Because you're a team of, what, four people that put on Culture Clash?
We're three. Team of three. I guess promoters, some people call us. Producers? I don't know.
So this is the fifth one. So you've been going for 2.5 years now?
Yeah, this will be 2.5 years. I am excited. Of course, it's 2 days away, so I'm having those kind of last few days of stress. But I feel like I've gotten over the hump. We're further than we were last time. We're used to this building now. We're used to the size. I think we were overwhelmed at the last one, going from, you know, 950 square feet to 36,000 square feet. So yeah, it's a big transition. And so yeah. Now we kind of, you know, we've been around the block a little bit, and more people know about the space, and it's just beautiful. The art that we've gotten this week is just unbelievable. It's amazing. It's the best we've ever gotten.
So you moved from the, what was it, building two on Noiset? From the
It was 10 Storehouse Row.
10 Storehouse.
Yeah, it was on the corner of Noiset and McMillan. And so we've moved up just two blocks. So we're on the corner of Sproul and Cosgrove now. So we're right at the edge of the Navy Yard.
And now you also have, like, because you have, what, almost 3.5 times the square footage, plus you have a larger outside than you did before, right?
Yeah, the property is all fenced in, which is it's so nice to kind of have the entrance come through the gate, and then people can go wherever they want to go. They can wander around two sides of the building. We have so much stuff going on outside this time. We have this, you know, 1/4 of the outdoor area is going to be, all cycling. It's going to be BMX bike guys doing ramp tricks. They're out there practicing right now. We have this huge bike polo arena that the guys have put together, and, they're just, everyone's going, you know, 100%, and the art is all almost up, and it's Thursday. And, you know, we're really looking forward to this new Friday night artist reception, where it's just the art that is brand new. We felt like the art was getting lost because there was so much music and lights and people dancing and having a great time, and the art was part of that, but right. We want the art to get 100% of the attention of at least most of the crowd that's their main attraction is the art. We want them to be able to view it and have kind of a mellow environment and just really absorb it and talk to the artists and kind of connect with them and, you know, see what their process is. So I'm really excited for it.
So if people have been, you know, say to at least the last one or, you know, all four before, what's different this time aside from the, you know, having the opportunity to, I guess, actually get to know the art this time?
You know, we try to do these little themes kind of challenging the artists every time. And, you know, as you know, the skateboarding and the putt-putt golf and the Sharpie t-shirts and all that stuff.
Right.
So this time it's kind of the bike thing is that kind of dynamic that we throw in there to challenge some people. And we hear that people are going to dress up some bikes and do all these weird things. And we're offering prizes for the Holy City Co-op bike parade that they're putting together for tomorrow night. And, you know, we've had the Starving Artists here all week. I don't know if you had heard about that, but the group from Fresh,
right.
8 of them have been living in one of our side rooms since Sunday. Starving themselves and you know, painting, drawing, building. One of the artists, Bennett Goodman, every day he chooses another different menu item that he wants to draw. So he's been drawing.
So what's the deal with that? Because they were probably drinking water still, I guess, because they'd be dead after.
They're drinking water. I've been pumping them full of tea because it does get a little bit cold in here at night. And I don't know. I mean, Joanna Jackson, who had that up, she was feeling pretty hungry yesterday. And when I talked to Bennett this morning, he was like, my stomach is on fire and it's eating itself. He's like, I can't wait to get you know, done with this morning painting. It's Friday, or it's Thursday, and we're supposed to be done today. So as soon as I'm done, I can eat. And he came in here with a caramel apple that he had gone downtown to the market to buy and just mowed down. And they've been doing video documentaries every day, and we're going to loop that in the spoken word room. That's another new thing that we're doing that's going to be great. Marcus from Post and Courier is, you know, he's the local poet celebrity. So he's great, and he's going to come and kind of head up this this poetry room. That the starving artist, the five transitional days of starving are going to be up in the background of the poetry. It's going to be a really, really cool room.
I don't suppose they did like a group weigh-in before and after.
They did.
Like
they've been weighing each other every day. Yeah, totally. And they've been doing kind of time-lapse pictures, and they have this
awesome
whole video confessional thing in one of the other side rooms. They have this little couch, and it's all dark with like curtains and the video camera. It's pretty neat. They've turned into a little tribe, little starving tribe.
We're at 6 minutes for this 5 minute podcast. So I guess quickly, can you just go over any info people need to know if they are interested in coming?
Well, the directions are on the website. If you haven't been here before, I put very tedious directions. It's $20 at the door if you haven't bought your tickets in advance. Advance tickets end today just because we needed a day. I needed a day to sort out the will call list and get our door manager all set up with that and some time to go pick up all the pre-purchase tickets from all the different stores. So it's 20 at the door, and there'll be four lines, and we have a really nice security team this time. Last time, it was the first time we had hired a security team. We weren't sure what we were looking for. But again, we learned from that, and so now we know we have really nice guys that are going to do that for us. And, you know, it's just going to be great. You know, the V-Tones are going to be here. I'm really excited about them being out front on the side of the building next to the bike guys and the live graffiti. And I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's just... Well, I think that gets it. So Culture Clash 5 is in North Charleston on November 6th is the, art preview. When does that start? What's the time
That's,
for that?
Tomorrow, Friday. That'll be from 8 o'clock to 11, because we know that the downtown, they're having their art walk from 5 to 8, and we thought, why not just keep it rolling? Maybe everyone, you know, wants to keep going with the art and come up here and kind of have a late-night art viewing up here.
Y'all do the LEAP bus.
We're going to be doing the shuttle. The LEAP bus will be going to and from West Ashley and James Island. We're going to go to the Buffalo South lot. I don't know the times right now, but the schedule is on the website as well. And that's $5 round trip. I mean, can't beat that. It'll be the Buffalo South lot on Folly Road, and then it's going to go up to the Earth Fair lot, pick some more people up, and then come up to Culture Clash and then reverse.
Is that just Saturday night that the buses run?
That's only Saturday. We only do that for the big event. And then also there'll be CARTA buses that run from downtown, and that's $2.50 each way. So that's a $5 round trip as well.
Very cool. So Friday, November 6th from 8 to 11 for the preview, and Saturday, November 7th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for the official event. And the first night is free?
First night is free, and it's 21 and over only. Okay. And then Saturday is all ages, and like I said, it was 15 in advance, and then $20 at the door, cash.
Very cool. I was talking to you earlier, and you sounded somewhat stressed, so hopefully everything's coming together nicely.
Oh, yeah, it's coming together. It's just a lot of people talking at once and a lot of people arriving with stuff at once, but now it's mellowed out, so we're pretty good. We've got our green room, the sponsor lounge, is all snazzed up. Celadon came and just killed it. It's gorgeous, so everything's coming together, and we're almost done.
Very cool. Hopefully I'll make it out, and I guess if I don't, have a great Culture Clash number 5.
Thanks, Ken.